Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and I am Mark Walters in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How are you doing today? Famously, I hope I am. I'm ready to rock and roll with you today and talk about our right, our birthright, our God-given right, recognized in our U.S. Constitution in the Second Amendment to keep and bear arms. President Obama, so much to talk about today. Let me start with Obama. Quoting from a speech that I believe he is going to make or did make or will make in minutes sometime today to the Catholic Health Association. I'm referring to an article that appeared this morning in Politico about what he is or did recently say to the Catholic Health Association. I'm Catholic. Quoting, "The rugged individualism that defines America has always been bound by a set of," you ready for this? Here comes the liberal progressivism, "shared values."
Oh, Lord.
"An enduring sense that we are in this together, that we have an obligation to put ourselves in our neighbor's shoes and to see the common humanity in each other." Let me tell you something, Prez. I'm not so sure those who rode wagons west would define rugged individualism in those terms. But here's what I'll tell you. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. That rugged individualism that you claim defines America has always been bound by a set of shared values, an enduring sense that we are in this together, that we have an obligation to put ourselves in our neighbor's shoes and to see common humanity in each other. He's saying this in defense of Obamacare, where, of course, the Supreme Court has already ruled in its decision. We just haven't yet seen that decision. We will at any time. It could come during this program. Here's the difference between Obama, a collectivist, progressive socialist, and you and I as rugged individuals. We don't need the federal government to force us to be nice to our neighbors. We can do that ourselves through our own rugged individualism, Mr. President, in the form of charities and so forth. Americans are the most giving people on the face of the planet Earth. The difference between you and I is yours is forced upon me. You, sir, are forcing me to defy my own rugged individualism in defense of your idea of shared values. I don't need you to contribute, nor do I need the federal government demanding that of me. That's the difference. That's the difference between socialism and freedom, pure freedom. So why do I open the show today and give you that quote? Because he feels the same way about your right to bear arms, that the state will determine your freedoms. You just keep that in mind as we move through the show. Sean, I heard you. Sean, my producer down in Dallas, Texas, I heard you say,
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I'm stuck on stupid. And but, you know, I just shake my head when I watch the news or I wake up. And like you always say, you have to pay attention to the way the words are used, because you got a lot of slicksters out there that will say stuff like this, and people, oh, yeah, he's right. People don't understand. Our language has been taken over, not just by politicians, but by the media as well.
This is it's the difference between socialist values.
Yes.
Communist, Marxist, socialist, statist is where we're going here.
Well, everybody,
I don't need the government, Sean, to force me to be good
no.
to my fellow Americans.
No.
Americans have big hearts. We're the first person on the scene, not only in our own country, mm-hmm. when a disaster occurs. Look back at Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Look back at Katrina.
Well, look at the Philippines when that big hurricane.
Look at the Philippines.
We were the first ones there.
Look at all of Indonesia.
Yep.
Bande Aceh and everywhere else when the tsunami wiped out hundreds of thousands of people. It's Americans that are first on the ground, and it's Americans first to give money. I gave money. Yep. I donated money. Millions of Americans donate money. We help each other. We don't need the federal government forcing us to do it, which is what Obama's talking about. And I say that in terms of the Second Amendment and our freedoms, because this is the same individual who wants to force the statist view, the collectivist view, that we don't have a right to bear arms. This is the man who I've said many times, if he would just come out and tell me personally or say it publicly what his true intentions are, I'd have more respect for him. But he won't.
So
he won't
you
do that.
So what you're saying is you respect Dianne Feinstein more than Obama, because she sure clearly has told us what she wants to do.
I have more respect for Dianne Feinstein for coming out and saying it than I do for the clown occupying
That's
the Oval Office.
Bad.
I absolutely do. Because we all know what his agenda is. We all know what his goals are. He just won't come out and say it.
Yeah.
He didn't come out and say it here.
Yeah.
What he said was he tried to cloak his socialist policies in talk about Americans' rugged individualism and freedom. The whole thing is a disingenuous, distorted lie. And I would expect nothing less from him. But this, again, highlights that. Boy, speaking of statist, speaking of Obama, I shouldn't have gone there. Man, oh, man, he just gets me all worked up.
I'm sure it's not that whatever that stuff you've been drinking.
Yeah, you know, they have new flavored Red Bull, sugar-free Red Bull. Now they have cherry and orange. I had a cherry one earlier today. And I had a Starbucks.
Oh, me.
Yeah. It's always fun to go. You know what really scares me is that I actually know how to order at Starbucks now when I pull up to the window.
Yeah.
Welcome to Starbucks. Can I help you today, please? Yeah, I'll have a venti skinny vanilla latte.
What?
Triple.
Okay. So let me get this right.
Extra shot.
You like lattes and tofu and rice cakes.
As long as it's grilled, baby.
Okay, I can work with you there as long as it's grilled.
As long as it's grilled. I have to admit, I do like Starbucks coffee. I hit the drive-thru not every day. I mean, their coffee's expensive, but I do get there, is you know, maybe once a week.
Oh, I'm not yelling. I'm not messing with you about the coffee, per se.
It just
Starbucks.
Kills me it's that I know latte. How to order it. I'll have my dad on the phone and the Bluetooth and the speaker in the truck when I pull up. I'll say, hey, Dad, hold on a second. I'm pulling up to the Starbucks window.
Well, I was walking to Starbucks. Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'll have a triple venti skinny vanilla latte, please. And my dad in the background is just cracking up in the speakers in the phone. I have to turn him down.
Yeah.
I'll pull up. I'll say, why'd you do that? He goes, why don't you just order a cup of coffee? What happened? Just go to McDonald's and order, say, I'll have coffee, cream, and sugar.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
You know? How much you pay for that? $6.75?
Oh.
Out of your mind, you know?
You can buy a whole can for that much. But anyway, I digress.
Chris Christie is in the news today. I have some issues with Chris Christie. I've always had issues with Chris Christie.
Because he looks like a D?
You have to turn him sideways, he's a Democrat. But that's not what I'm talking about. This is a complicated issue. I want to cover this in the next segment. But this is a complicated issue that bears discussing. Christie has designs on the White House.
Yes.
He is apparently going to jump in the mix with another, what do we have, 212 Republicans in the field now?
Might as well.
Only going to allow like 10 or 12 on the stage for debates. How'd you like to be the 13th on up, you know?
Yeah.
But Christie will be one of them on the stage, no doubt. He'll be one of the top five front runners because the media will anoint him that. That's what the media does. They pick and choose who you like. It's just the way it is. They tell you who you like. Apparently, every Democrat has fallen for the media telling them that they have to like this criminal, this corrupt Clinton. I'll start with a C, by the way. Clinton, corrupt, criminal. The three C's. But Chris Christie is in the news. He pardoned a New Jersey man who owned a legal firearm. We'll tell you about it when we come back from the break. And I want to discuss it with you because it's important, and I want you to think about the politics behind what's happening in New Jersey. And what does it mean to you? I'm frustrated by it. I had a conversation with Scott Bach. He's a director. He's an NRA board member. And Scott is also the president of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. He'll be here, not today, but he will be on the program in the near future, hopefully on the Sunday Monster broadcast, if not one day next week when his schedule permits. He's very busy. A lot going on in New Jersey. I'll discuss it with you here on the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense when we come back right after this. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I have to say this, Sean, if your Android tablet was better than the iPad, they'd be selling a heck of a lot more than them than they do.
You know, it's just
you will leave it at that. I'm the host of the show. I will cut your mic off. Just stop right there. Welcome back to the program. James Yates tweets in, when I hear Chris Christie, I think Chris Christie cream donuts. If you love the Second Amendment as much as donuts, Jersey would be Texas. That's interesting. Bob Sanders, B. Sanders, 1126, tweets in, great podcast. I guess he was referring to yesterday. For your information, Law Center Against Gun Violence, or whatever they call themselves, is funded by Bloomberg. This was the bonehead attorney in the story about Idaho arming the school and training six of the staff members to protect the kids. Wow. Fool. Jeez. What a crime that is. And, of course, the Center Against Gun Violence, or whatever they call themselves, according to Bob Sanders at 1126 on Twitter, is funded by Bloomberg. And there's nothing they like about guns, even when they protect your children. That should tell you everything you need to know. Let's go back to Chris Christie. This is a very frustrating situation in New Jersey. I want to discuss it with you now. And then we'll get some feedback from Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor Neil McCabe later in the program. You may have heard over the last couple days that Chris Christie pardoned. He announced on Monday, yesterday, a pardon of a 24-year-old security guard. He wiped out all criminal charges, a full pardon, of a man who was arrested over 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Wow.
For carrying a legally owned firearm, which in the state of New Jersey made him a felon. Now, I want you to think what a felony would do to your life. I want you to walk with me here. If you're driving down the road, if you're sitting having dinner, if you're listening to this podcast a day later, wherever you happen to be, I want you to think of your own life. And I want you to think about being instantly turned into a convicted felon and what it would do to your life, to your career, to your family. What it would do to you. Stephen Josie Davis is the individual I'm talking about. This was a man who we've talked about briefly. This was still playing itself out. Evan Knappen has been a guest on my show a number of times. He has also handled many similar type cases. This is not the first time and only time this has happened in New Jersey. This is why it's so frustrating, and I want you to kind of walk with me here. Davis was pulled over by cops in New Jersey as a young security guard. And it was on September 20th, 2013. He was leaving his North Brunswick, New Jersey home to go to work as an armed security guard for Loomis Armored. You know, he transported money to banks. Can you picture the armed security guard walking out of your local grocery store or Best Buy or bank? Of course you can. That's him. He's carrying a gun because bad guys want what he has. He had a 9mm Smith & Wesson handgun in his car. He was unloading it when his 6-year-old sister walked into the garage. He tucked the firearm into a glove box in his car to get it out of her view. Several hours later, he was driving with his girlfriend. He was pulled over. He was actually driving below the speed limit when he was pulled over. He did not yet have a carry permit for the gun. He was about a week out from receiving it. He had gone through the incredible motions to get this permit, even as an armed security guard in the state of New Jersey, a state that hates your right to bear arms. Let me make that clear. He was arrested because he notified the police officers that he had the gun. He notified them that he was, in fact, an armed guard. He told them the circumstances. He was let go and given a ticket. They confiscated his firearm, but they let him go and gave him his ticket for speeding. Told him to come by the station the next day and pick it up. My first question is, why the hell are you confiscating my personal property? But of course, it's New Jersey. That answers your question. He goes to the station the next day, picks it up to pick up his firearm, and is promptly handcuffed and arrested and charged with a felony. Unlawful possession of a firearm. It's a second-degree felony in New Jersey. Do you have a firearm in your glove box? I do. Hey, New Jersey, this is common practice around the rest of free America. He was handcuffed and charged with the unlawful possession of a firearm charge, and his life was ruined. Quoting him, all of his hard work went down the drain. He had no criminal background, had passed tons of New Jersey security background checks for his job, and he had purchased the gun about a month earlier, lawfully, going through the hoops that you have to go through in the state of New Jersey. The prosecutors in New Jersey, they don't care. Makes no difference to them. They don't care. So in order to avoid what could have been a 10-year prison sentence in Rahway State Penitentiary, that's a place you don't want to go, unless you have power tools and people on inside job like they do in New York. He pled guilty to a second-degree unlawful possession of a weapon charge, and part of that deal gave him probation and waived prison. Convicted felon, 1 year probation. Think about what that would do to your life. His life was upended. It was ruined. It was destroyed. At 24 years old, his dreams of moving from Loomis Armor to becoming a police officer, gone forever at 24 years old. Evan Knappen took the case. Evan is a famed pro-Second Amendment, pro-rights attorney in the state of New Jersey who has defended cases that we have discussed ad nauseum, unfortunately, on this case. I hate to even have to discuss them, but we have to because they exist in this draconian gun control state of New Jersey. And that would be Shanine Allen, the Philadelphia mom. Brian Aitken, who's been on this program, sentenced to 7 years, spent years in a penitentiary in New Jersey, pardoned by the governor. Had his sentence commuted. It wasn't a full part. He's still a convicted felon. Never understand that one. But New Jersey's gun control laws, quite frankly, blank. Fill in whatever you want. Now listen, in defense of the cops, they were just doing their jobs. They literally were following New Jersey law. I can't give the cops a whole lot of crap about this. They literally were following the law. Having a gun in the glove box in New Jersey without that permit is a violation of the law. Take a listen to what the prosecutor said. Additionally, the prosecutor was stopped and gave four signatures. He says he gave four different reasons for the circumstance. It just doesn't make any difference. Additionally, he said he worked for an armored car company, but he did not possess a license to carry the weapon, which was seized as evidence. Having a handgun in the glove compartment of his vehicle. And in New Jersey, the law stipulates drivers can only transport a gun unloaded in the trunk. Describing his conduct as a simple mistake, the prosecutor said, does not negate the seriousness of this law, which was created to protect police officers and the public. Illegal gun possession is a second-degree offense punishable by a prison term of multiple years. This defendant agreed to plead guilty and was placed on probation for 1 year. Kerry forgets to tell you that it was under threat of 10 years in prison in the state of New Jersey. We'll be back with Neil McCabe right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often, we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Known as a bad to the bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, before we get back to the discussion about New Jersey and their draconian gun laws and their willingness to imprison their own law-abiding citizens and other Americans passing through their state harmlessly, I need to direct you over to usccaonair.com. A lot of you are visiting that site and taking advantage of the cool free opportunities there and signing up for some of the training sessions, the videos that you see over there. It doesn't cost a thing. Go over and get them and take advantage of what the USCCA offers at USCCA on air. Don't be foolish. Do it. I'm a big fan of free stuff, and if I can get free training videos and that kind of stuff, I'm going to take advantage of it. You should too. USCCA on air. Make sure to do that and participate. I guarantee you'll find yourself a member of the greatest organization, the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen. No question about it. Join the hundreds of thousands of others doing the same thing. Also, crossbreedholsters.com. Father's Day's coming up. The best holsters, the most comfortable holsters on the market. I am carrying today a SIG P938 in a Crossbreed Super Tuck holster in the safest radio studios in North America. Very quickly, back to the Jersey case. Stephan Josie Davis. Now, I asked you before the break to put yourself in this position, and I want to ask you to do that again. I want you to think about 2 years of your life as a convicted felon and the incredible amount of stress that would put you under. Some people would buckle. Some people wouldn't make it. Not everybody has the strength to see this through. Mr. Davis did, and he applied for a pardon. And on Monday, he was granted a full and free pardon of all charges relating to this case. He is a free man. The felony conviction is wiped out. He is no longer under threat, and this young man can move on with his life. I intend on bringing him to this program so that you can hear from him in the near future. And at the very least, we'll have Evan Knappen on the show. It is my policy on this program not to bring people who are under indictment or who are involved in legal battles onto this program. I don't want them saying anything that could get them in trouble, particularly when they're dealing with prosecutors up there who may hear something they don't like and decide, nope, now I'm going after him. I will not do it. To me, it's an ethical thing. Ratings be damned. It's just the way it is. But Josie Davis was pardoned. Now, you've put yourself in that position. My question to you and my question to Neil McCabe when we get to the end of this sentence here is, where the hell has Chris Christie been? What has taken this man so long? What is it about his state? What is it about Chris Christie that he is not standing from the rooftops, from the top of the highest garbage dump in New Jersey? Sorry, I couldn't resist. I'm going to get in trouble for that one, but North Jersey, that area up in there. Why is he not standing up there screaming at seagull level that their laws need to be changed? Now, I talked with Scott Bach. Scott is NRA board member. He is also the president of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. I asked him on very short notice to come on the program today. He can't. He is extremely busy. We will get to him as soon as possible. We want his voice here. And I understand the politics involved. I understand that they need Chris Christie in New Jersey, but I don't need Chris Christie in New Jersey. I don't live in New Jersey, but I understand they do. Nothing I say here is going to harm their efforts. I want to know why Chris Christie isn't shouting from the rooftops that these laws, these draconian gun laws, need to be changed. I want to know why he's not shouting from the rooftops that we don't need to put American citizens' lives on hold and destroy them for years on end before we do something about it. Did Chris Christie pardon Josie Davis because he wants to run for president? I submit to you he probably did. Here's my statement to Chris Christie. Sorry, Governor. You're no friend of mine. You're not my governor. I understand New Jersey needs you, and I understand the politics behind what those guys are doing. But in a state where success is based on how few laws get passed, or how many crummy laws don't make it to the governor's desk, which is what defines success in New Jersey. My comments to you, as I posted on the Facebook page at Armed American Radio, sorry, Governor, while I applaud your pardon, you do not get to declare yourself friendly to our gun rights simply because you want to run for president. You are years late and a few rounds short, pal, when it comes to being a friend of gun owners. You've had years to take a stand. You've been silent. Congratulations to Mr. Davis for getting his life back. God bless the man. He should never have been put in there in the first place. I understand the legislature in New Jersey is controlled by Democrats and that Christie's hands are tied in that respect, but his mouth isn't. And we all know Chris Christie's got one of the biggest mouths out there. He should be using it. He should be screaming it through a megaphone. I would love to have him on this program and ask him that question. I would love to ask him that question. Let's go to Neil McCabe quickly. Neil, it angers me.
Hey, Mark.
I understand the politics involved, but this frustrates me when I see good people, people I've spoken to, good Americans, suffering.
Oh, Mark, I mean, please. And when we listen to New Jersey Republicans and New Jersey conservatives try to sell us on Christie, it's almost like this Helsinki syndrome where they've fallen in love with their captor because he has done nothing positive. Why does he pardon? It's, yes, there's political considerations for the presidential race, So he has the support of about 4% of New Hampshire gun owners in the New Hampshire primary. We just did a poll at Gravis. Like, he, the chances are he's not going to be president. But the other thing, Mark, and we've talked about this before, is that he pardons so that they don't go to trial.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they go to trial, the whole case law gets thrown out.
Yep.
He didn't pardon Brian Aiken. Brian Aiken went to trial, got convicted, and spent years rotting in a New Jersey state penitentiary. A man who called the state police, a man who followed the letter of the law as they told him relative to transporting his guns in New Jersey. And Christie allowed this to happen. He's still a convicted felon, mind you. His sentence was commuted. This is atrocious. Now, I do want to say, with respect to Christie, that Christie, he actually has done some things. As I said, I prefaced it with this. We measure success in New Jersey by how few bad things happen. That's what we measure it by. Success in New Jersey is measured by.
But Mark, I understand what you're saying, and we're grateful for everything.
He's vetoed legislation that could have made it a lot worse. I'll give him that credit. I will give him that benefit, Neil.
For a guy whose whole act is, I'm a bully, and I stand up for you, and you're not going to tell me what to do. I want you to do. 3 days before the election, I'll walk up and down the beach with Obama because I want to. It's like, that guy, what is he afraid of? If these gun laws are so screwed up in New Jersey, because I thought he wasn't afraid of anything. I thought he stood on principle. I that's who I thought he was.
Well, that's why I'm asking that question. That's why I want to know why he's not standing and shouting this from the highest whatever picket in New Jersey. I want to know. I want to know why he's not out there talking about it and demanding that his legislature do something and make it vocalize his distaste and his displeasure for the draconian gun laws that are rotting his state from the core. I want to know why he's not doing that.
The establishment money on Wall Street and the hedge funds in New York City that are going to finance a Christie campaign, that establishment money looks down on guns and gun owners, and they're elitists. They consider everybody who has a gun a nut, and they may be Republicans, but they're not Republicans like you see down in Georgia.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
guys you meet in New Jersey and on Wall Street and in New York. And so those people that Christie needs their money, he's going to scare them if he stands up for gun rights.
He won't scare me. I'd love to have him on this program. We'll be back with Neil McCabe. I understand the Mad Ogre called, too. This will be a good one. Armed American Radio continues right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back to the program. We're on a roll today. Passion, not anger, drives this conversation today. I get the politics involved. I guess, hey, you know, if you really wanted to break it down, that's what angers me, is the fact that I do get the politics involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it frustrates me to my core as a freedom-loving American, as a gun owner, as an individual who has dedicated the rest of my adult life to fighting for these rights in front of this microphone, in print, on paper, whatever it may be. When I see, as Neil McCabe so eloquently stated, an individual who's supposed to be in your face and doesn't care, and all he wants is his convictions, and he doesn't care how he says it, or he you know, hangs around and hugs Obama because he wants to, and the election be damned, he doesn't care. It's the way he is, who is dead silent on these issues as his own constituents, and Americans suffer through felony convictions. This is not a joke. This is life destruction. And it is frustrating to me. But before we go back to Neil McCabe, well, I'll just say, Neil, welcome back to the show. You can jump in on this.
I'm chomping, man. But
I know it's a dynamite program. I don't want this one to end. We have a surprise call. It's been a week of surprise calls lately. George the Mad Ogre Hill joins me right now. George, I know why you're calling, I believe, because I mentioned you yesterday at the close of the broadcast during a crazy story out of KSL.com in Vernal, Utah, which is your old hometown. A woman had been sentenced to probation and ordered to pay a fine for setting fire to her ex-boyfriend's home back in March of 2014 with a pound of burning bacon, and her name is Adawn Crispy. Is that why you're calling?
Yeah,
I tell you what, I had to call home. I had to call back to Ogre Ranch, talk to my boys at the Sheriff's Department at the Uinta County Sheriff's Office. And it's actually, you know, she's not charged with arson. She's not charged with attempted murder of her boyfriend. No, it's felony abuse of a pound of bacon and pork products. This is something, I mean, this is a terrible crime we cannot let stand. And that's what she's prosecuted for. And she's on probation. She's not allowed to buy bacon, you know, for a number of years. She might be able to appeal that. Maybe Canadian bacon she might be able to get away with an ankle bracelet.
Is the ankle bracelet set to go off if she approaches any pork products in the grocery stores?
If it's too greasy, it goes off as a warning, you know.
One Adam 12. All units in the vicinity of the Piggly Wiggly. Apparently, Miss Crispy's alarm is going off. She is entering the frozen pork section.
I don't know. Can she go in the Piggly Wiggly?
That's straight out. That's not allowed. No. She's not allowed to within 300 feet of a Piggly Wiggly.
Well, she's lucky. I don't think they have Piggly Wigglies in Vernal, Utah. Hey, George, thanks for the call. Thanks for the pick-me-up, bro. That was great. I do appreciate it very much.
Hey, no problem. You guys have a great day. Talk to you later.
Thank you, George. Hey, Neil, what a great way. Did you hear that story yesterday by any chance?
Yeah. It's those things are always funny when the name and the incident, you know, it's like, you know, I knew a guy named Pierce Archer. And it's like those names always fascinating.
Pierce, hey, listen, you know, this story would have been capped off. It, I mean, because I want you to get the visual. Okay, the judge is coming back into the courtroom, and the bailiff says, "Everyone, please rise. Judge Oscar Meyer is entering the courtroom." This would have just topped it off. But I appreciate George calling in and bringing us that humor. I knew that was going to happen if he heard that segment. It wasn't surprising that he called. So thanks, George. I appreciate the humor. All right, back to Christy.
Hey, let me take this in, Mark.
Please.
Just to bring it home, there are two inmates who broke out of an upstate New York prison. They're murderers. They're dangerous. They're on the loose. And there's a very good chance that they could be in New Jersey right now. And because of Chris Christie, there's a lot of New Jersey residents who could be armed to protect themselves and their family, but they're not. And it's the same thing we dealt with after the Boston Marathon bombing. We were told these crazy terrorists are on the loose. All the police officers have flak jackets and helmets and armored cars because it's so dangerous. Meanwhile, the actual residents of Boston are completely disarmed, just waiting for something to happen. And so this is real life. If those men who escaped are found in New Jersey, what are the people of New Jersey going to say to Chris Christie?
Well, I want to be fair, Neil, to Chris Christie. I meant it. I almost said Crispy, by the way, and that's from that other story. That's a Freudian slip because
Chris.
I feel that way.
I almost said
they can look up Freudian slip if you want to. Well, here's the thing. I want to be fair to Christy about this because I meant what I said. This is not born from anger. Sometimes it's hard to separate that fine line where passion can turn to anger very, very quickly depending on the topic, and it does in this heated type of conversation when you do get so passionate and it means so much to you to see Americans suffer. I talk to these people. I've interviewed people. I've spoken to their attorneys, and it is horrifying what happens to these people's lives. These are good Americans. This is your next-door neighbor. Could be your son. Could be your father, your brother, your mother. Could be your daughter, your grandma. I mean, this happens to real people. But in being fair to Christy, it's not Christie doesn't write the law in New Jersey. He's not a dictator. He can't change the law by fiat. He can't do it. So I have to say that as much as it pains me when I know he's not doing enough.
Yeah, he did win with 75% of the vote, and he did it, and he won a huge reelection because Cory Booker was going to run against him for governor. He arranged for Cory Booker. He appointed Cory Booker to replace Lautenberg, another lover of gun rights, right?
And so basically, the worst.
And so Christie set it up so that he would have a freebie election because Cory Booker was going to run against him. And he said, "Listen, if I make you a senator, will you not run against me?" So this is a guy who's completely adept at political maneuvers. He's afraid of no one. He speaks his mind. I understand you're giving him a ton of credit, but he's not like the Republican governor of Maryland, who's really struggling against the political culture and doesn't have that sort of in-your-face personality.
Yeah, all right. I get it. That's where the passion moves to anger, and I understand that it really does. When you delve that deep into it, it truly does move towards anger. I want to make clear, I'm not giving him a lot of credit. It's not his fault that he doesn't have a bill to sign. Where I'm saying it's his fault, and I think you and I are in agreement on, I want to clarify that, is that he's not shouting it from the rooftops, riling up the people who can make the legislature change the laws. I'm not hearing anything but silence from him, crickets, and that's what frustrates me. Let's go to South Jersey murder case. Jump-starting debate on New Jersey gun laws. This just kills me. As if we need another death in New Jersey to jumpstart a debate. Gotta love the way the media phrases this stuff. I'm talking about Carol Brown. This is a terrible, awful case, still developing somewhat. We have about a minute. I'll close out with this with you, Neil. Carol Brown was a woman in the process of applying for a gun permit to be able to purchase a firearm when she was murdered by her ex-boyfriend on June 4th. Not allegedly. She was murdered by her ex-boyfriend. She had restraining orders against him. The paper, as it so often does not work, didn't in this case. This woman was murdered by 45-year-old Michael Eitel, who stabbed 39-year-old Carol Brown in her driveway on June 4th, just days ago. And this is yet another reason when you have to jump through hoops in New Jersey. This woman applied for the permit to own and carry that gun to defend her life, and yet again, New Jersey's draconian laws stood in the way, and she is dead as a result. Neil, I have to say thank you very much for calling in. I do appreciate your insight.
All right, take care,
getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Hey, listen, Thursday, Ann Coulter will be here. Ooh, this is going to be good. We're going to talk about immigration and guns. I'm going to hit her with that aspect of immigration, something I've never heard anybody else ask her before. Here on this program, I can't wait to get her response. Armed American Radio will be back tomorrow. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. I'll see you tomorrow. Never leave your cave without your club.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.